The Homeland Security Department has spent more than a decade trying to get its D.C. regional offices under one roof. Now members of Congress ask if that plan still makes sense. Officials from DHS and the General Services Administration told lawmakers that consistent underfunding has pushed the project behind schedule. Members of the House Homeland Security Committee questioned whether DHS and GSA should simply knock down some of the historic buildings on that St. Elizabeth's campus in southeast Washington instead of spending time and money renovating them. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has the latest. First, Jory, a little history here. Tell us why DHS decided to try to consolidate at the St. Elizabeth site in southeast D.C. in the first place.
It reflects the fact that when DHS was created in 2002, it was created by putting a lot of existing components together. And while moving that under one hierarchy makes sense, there's still physical buildings that exist all around D.C. in the capital region. DHS headquarters currently is on Nebraska Avenue, right by American University, not too far away from our studios. But there are still more than 45 buildings across the national capital region that they still pay leases on. And that contributes to more than $1.6 billion a year that the federal government pays to lease office space in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Gosh, in all those years, if you add up that much a year, they could have paid for the new place years ago.
Well, that's a point that lawmakers are trying to make, that it's a lot of other buildings, but that is a considerable chunk of change, and it's really expensive real estate they're trying to get rid of.
Plus, it looks like the scattering itself has some effects, because despite how good telephony might be and telepresence might be, people still like to meet in person.
That's a big point that the DHS secretaries have long complained about, that they have to travel across town just to hold meetings with all these various component leadership. DHS Secretary Michael Chertoff, he proposed consolidating the headquarters back in 2006 for that very reason. And they decided on St. Elizabeth's. It's the site of an old government-run psychiatric hospital. Parts of it date back to 1855, so that's before the American Civil War, and it was declared excess property by the Department of Health and Human Services, and right then DHS jumped at the chance. And they've been working with the General Services Administration, of course, in getting this project together. Thomas Chilecki is the Chief Readiness Support Officer for DHS's Directorate Management, and he says that this, even being an uphill struggle, is still in DHS's best interests.
Consolidation is very important to us. It's as relevant today as when the department first stood up. My goal is to get as much DHS headquarters consolidated as possible. St. E's right now is our best solution going forward from both an operational standpoint and a fiscal standpoint. Operationally, we're combining our operations centers. Joint operations is important to us. Just having folks sit next to one another is a critical way for us to do business for the national security reasons that you point out. Fiscally, if we're inside federally owned facilities, that's a cost savings for us. Commercial leases, widely dispersed, is not helpful. It's so much easier for the secretary to have her leadership walk across the street than have to cross town just to have a conversation.
All right, so we know it's a great idea, but why so much difficulty in actually getting over to St. E's?
So on paper, it seems like a great idea, but it's encountered problem after problem. The project has fallen behind schedule, over budget. It was supposed to be completed by 2016. It's still under construction. Parts of it, like the Monroe Building, the new headquarters for the Coast Guard, is finished, but there's just so much of it that still needs to be done. They are supposed to finish the center building by—
That's the main hospital.
Yes, the oldest main hospital building. That should be finished by April 2019 by best estimates. That might be falling behind, but that would house the offices for the DHS secretary and the rest of the agency's top brass.
Yeah, they have done a lot of work there. They have gutted that main building. Really, it's only the original brick walls that are there, but they've built in behind those walls all new. But it's not finished yet.
Right. And the photos of it are incredible. But they've just scooped out everything. It's just those exterior walls. But they have considerable deterioration problems, structural repairs. It was way more than they bargained for. And they've also experienced budget shortfalls. Rough estimate, the project is about halfway funded. It will take about $4 billion to complete. Through years of funding from Congress, they have about $2 billion. President Donald Trump, in his fiscal 2019 budget proposal, would give about $400 billion to the DHS, to the consolidation campus. They had a four-year plan. In 2016, they would put in a lot of the infrastructure, so the fiber optics, the cable, the things that would make that agency run. Then in 2017, they would have a FEMA headquarters. In 2018, they'd have an ICE headquarters. And then in 2019, CBP.
Yeah, it all sounds so nice and neat.
Oh, if only it were that easy, Tom. But all it took was 1 year of not getting the full funding that they wanted for that all to kind of fall apart like a house of cards. Michael Gelber is the deputy commissioner of GSA's Public Building Service, and he said that not getting that funding really had a domino effect on construction.
Fiscal year 16, we received the money we requested, and we've been using that money as we said we would. Fiscal year 17, we did not receive the money for FEMA, which then led us to have to revise our plan, which no longer made it possible for us to consider the funding for the ICE headquarters or the CBP headquarters. So as a result, and understandably, these are difficult times in terms of budget discussions and how funding is available. I understand difficult decisions need to be made, but the impact of those decisions on this particular project is that our goals for FEMA, ICE, and CBP have not been able to be implemented, and that is why DHS and GSA are now working to develop a revised plan to see how we can best move forward.
That was Michael Gelber, the deputy commissioner of GSA's Public Building Service.
So now what?
DHS and GSA are drafting up a new consolidation plan. Congress is wondering how much of the plan can be salvaged because of the delays in construction. DHS components are renewing leases at old offices. TSA is moving ahead with plans for its own headquarters in Springfield, Virginia. Chris Curry is GAO's Director for Emergency Management, National Preparedness, and Critical Infrastructure Protection. He questioned whether a consolidated campus can still go forward as planned.
So much has changed since 2006 that I think the original ideals and the concepts that are still being discussed a lot today, this idea of what is a consolidated headquarters, I think when you open up the hood and you look underneath and you look at some of the initial plans of who they plan to bring over to St. E's or pieces of certain agencies, at this point, we're potentially not talking about a headquarters where every single component is there or the leadership of the component is there. That was the original vision. That's been scaled back. Of course, I have to caveat that because we don't have an updated plan. You know, the last plans that we've seen are more than a couple years old.
That was Chris Curry, GAO's Director of Emergency Management, National Preparedness, and Critical Infrastructure Protection. Congressman Scott Perry is the chairman of the Oversight and Management Efficiency Subcommittee. He wants to know whether tearing down some of these historic buildings and building anew might speed up the project.
St. Elizabeth is a national historic landmark, and I've been there, and the place is magnificent. The site is magnificent. The buildings are magnificent and majestic. However, I shudder to say this because I love all that old stuff, and I mean that. What is the cost of tearing that stuff down and just building the building? Is that one of the options?
Gelber told Perry that DHS isn't obligated to maintain the buildings.
Our approach has been to save what we can and complete what we refer to as adaptive reuse, which is to take the historic structure and use it for modern purposes. When that is possible, we work to do that given the requirements that we have with the National Capital Planning Commission, the National Environmental Policy Act, and the Historic Preservation Act. So we have to comply with those statutes when dealing with a historic property to do all we can to either preserve or document the historic nature of that property.
That was Michael Gelber, the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Public Building Service.
Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out his story at federalnewsradio.com.